Ford?
Here.
DeCamp?
Yep.
Meridian, not here. Olson?
Here.
Paul's not here too, and Joey emailed and said she wasn't gonna make it.
Call to approve the minutes of the June 17th recreation meeting.
Move approval as presented.
I'll second it. All in favor?
All in favor. Sorry.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Old business. We have recreation concept proposal discussion.
All right. So we talked the past several meetings. My colleague at Beckett Rader submitted a proposal to kind of put together a whole recreation concept plan for the Township Hall properties across the street. The rec committee can do a lot of the work, thereby bringing the cost down. And I think we can come up with a preliminary plan, have the open house, kind of finalize it, and then use Beck and Rader or some other company to put it in the final form for submission for a grant. So, you know, what I'd like to do, you know, the steps that I think the committee can handle would be, you know, coming up with what the recreation uses are going to be over there and what the designs are going to be. And that would be what, you know, how big, how long of a trail, what's it going to be comprised of, you know, those details. I think I can put that into a preliminary concept plan. And then once we get that finalized, we can confirm a schedule. And the deadline for grant submission is April 1 of next year. And just to give that generator or whichever company, you know, puts this into a final form, enough time, probably need 2-3 months to do that. So if the rec committee can have everything done by December, we can share it with the board, just make sure the board's okay with that approach and, you know, a little time to hire maybe a consultant to put it into a final form. And then that will give that consultant, you know, a few months to get it all wrapped up, put the application together and, you know, get it into the DNR. And what I included in the packet too, and I've included this document before, but it's essentially, you know, kind of like a spreadsheet of the grants that are available. And, you know, just high level summary, the recreation passport grant it requires a 25% match. The maximum grant amount is $150,000 for that. Now, that doesn't mean the project has to be $100,000 or less, but obviously, ideally, that's what you want. So this is for smaller type projects. The next one up is the Michigan Natural Resources Trust grant. That is also a 25% match, and that grant amount is a maximum of $300,000. And then the final one, I think that what we're talking about would be eligible for, would be the Land Water Conservation Fund grants. That requires a 50% match, and then that can be up to $500,000 for the actual grant. So the task for the rec committee will be, what do we want to see over there? And, you know, definitively, we're going to have a trail. It's going to be this long. It's going to be contrived this. This is potentially the route through those properties. We want to have a pavilion. How big? Open air. You know, no water, electricity, those types of details over the coming months. The other thing I think we should do, and I've mentioned this, is I think we need to have an open house just because you want to get public input on what the idea is over there. And so, you know, I want the committee to kind of talk about when we think we should schedule that. And, you know, when you do that, if you get that done before the end of September, that's ideal, because then you get a lot of the summer people who tend to leave after that, and then they won't be back till the following year. So those are the things I want to kind of drill down into with the rec committee. I guess we could start, you know, what's the scope and what does the committee envision going in over there? Kind of whittle that down.
The first thing that comes to mind to me, Ken, is how we get in the matching money and how much is available to us for that, because that basically what you have to work with, to me, dictates what you're going to be able to do.
Yeah.
So is there any indication from the board whether we could get some money to match for that?
Again, it's an all-depends answer on how exotic you want to be. I think the conversation, as we started at the last meeting, and my general idea, as I've kind of worked through this, is a fairly simple to start. You know, a trail, Keith would probably talk about, he and I walked around the property and pretty easily came up with like a mile walkway that takes us through some of the property, through some of the wooded area, out into the open field behind the barn, come back around, and then get us to that platform between the two barns where we kind of envision some sort of a pavilion, picnic pavilion, open air. And then I think the only other thing that I've never really talked about, but it's come up as we kind of get deeper into the thought, is some sort of a parking area in front of that. You know, so we have the two barns, we have a raised area where the picnic area would be, and that's about, I don't know, 100 feet, 200 feet off of the road, something like that. So in that space close to the road, sort of like a pull-through kind of a parking, or two or three or four cars, people that want to stop to have a picnic, stop just to look and then drive away.
Do you think that maybe the parking area is money we don't need to spend if we tie it more into the parking lot that's built for the Township Hall? Because, I mean, really, that Township Hall parking lot is hardly going to be filled other than meetings.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right, yes. So initially, do we need to have a parking space there? No. I think we should keep it in the back of our mind, because again, if somebody's going to go there for a picnic, do they want to carry their picnic baskets all the way across? My take right now, and I, like I said, I never thought about it while I was thinking, because it would be the new town hall. You walk across and kind of like you kind of enjoy your trip to where you're going to get there.
I guess, you know, I'm thinking less is more. The township's spending a ton of money on the Township Hall. Let's just try to make a real simple, like we thought, keep it there in a parking lot. That could be, you know, 1,500 grand right there.
Well, if we just design a place for a picnic, leaving space for a parking
lot. That's fine. But we also want to keep in mind the design to make it accessible from the existing parking lot that's already going to be put in under the...
From my perspective, don't get tangled up in that roadside parking area.
Okay.
Keep it in the back of your mind just for future. But the other plan that we talked about, using the town hall parking lot as the staging area or whatever.
But two of these grants, you know, one has a minimum of $15,000. And they want matching funds. The other one is $30,000, if I've heard that properly. But the recreational passport doesn't give a matching. It's just they'll give you up to anywhere from $75 to $150.
No, the recreation passport, that should be a 25% match.
Too. Oh, 25%.
Yeah, it's a deposit.
The minimums are that you can't ask for less than that 50.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that if you ask for $7,800, 25% of that would be what the township would have to commit, with that application. The thing to remember, too, is the township would just have the ward, and I've talked about it with that, and, unilaterally make the decision, but, you know, he was open to the recreation committee, continuing on this process. The grants, the application have to be in by April 1st. The township board would just have to basically pass a resolution saying, yes, the matching commitment is 25%. We're prepared to make that matching commitment. We then submit that. They don't make a decision until the end of the year, either November or December. So the money actually wouldn't have to be available until next budget year. And I don't know if that helps the board or hurts the board, but it's not something that the township would have to come up with the money in 2026.
All right, but I still think we need to have some sort of idea of what the board's willing to put forth.
Well, if you want to go back and forth, right? How much do we think we need to spend to get things going? So, for example, the pavilion, a quote that I have, it's real rough, is $12,000 to $15,000.
Right.
And that's the high piece. Okay. The rest of it would be maintenance items from like Keller or somebody cutting our path, and we wouldn't be putting down rock or anything like that, but just simply cutting a path through the brush and trees so we can walk through, you know, relatively unassaulted by all the other, you know, the leaves and things around it. And so that's relatively inexpensive.
Do we envision just the dirt path, or do we put like wood chips over it, or do we put some sort of rock over it? Or I mean,
to start, my vision would be it would be just the dirt path or the cut grass path, so okay. It's obvious what the pathway is, and then we would start forming the path, right? Some areas were like benches and things like that, and then as we go further, we could then do whether it be chips or probably more like, what's the stone?
Athens stone.
Yeah, like something like that where it's somewhat ADA compliant, you know, as we get further down the road. But to start, no, I would look at it as a fairly simple path so we get the feel of what it's like, what we can do with it, and go from there.
Well, there's no question in my mind with the expense of the new township hall, we need to be pretty conservative in what we're asking for with this.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to put together a grandiose plan that's going to cost, you know, $75,000 and have to come up with, you know, whatever 25% of that is in the township. No way. I mean, why do we do the work?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, to just get a walking path through their dirt path, that shouldn't be that expensive at all. And what do we even need a grant to have that done? You know,
well, the pavilion piece of it.
Yeah.
And so then we'd have a, you know, a match from that. I can't speak for the whole board, right?
I know.
I can speculate that it seems that could we come up with 10 grand or 7 to 10 grand?
That's really all I'm asking for.
We probably could do that.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I'm asking for, because that gives us a ballpark, right? You know, if we need 25% and we have 10 grand, I can't do reverse math without my calculator, but, you know, that gives
40,000 tons.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Duh. but, you know, there we have something to work with. If we have a $40,000 budget and we have a $15,000 pavilion, you know, and then we have maybe 5 to 10 in benches.
Another fix-ups. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that I think that's what I'm looking for is some sort of guideline.
Yeah. Because see, from it's, we're spending, we get this time element going, right? Because, yeah, we're spending a lot of money on the hall, but a lot of money is going to be happening now, and it'll be obviously finishing up next year. But a lot of what we're talking about won't be hitting till and later next year. See, so we'll have a better idea what those finances are, how we're coming out on our building, and you know, what we might have left available from that process. So I think, like I said, I think a $5,000 to $10,000 kind of a availability, give or take, we should be able to come up with.
Should we start by posing the question to the board of if that could be available to us to work from to plan this?
If you came to me on the board, I'd say, what's your plan? I want to see what you have in mind.
But we don't know unless we have a budget.
Well, then we can spin around forever.
I think you know, we're going to have a walking path and a pavilion.
Right.
And we don't expect it to be more than $40,000 total.
If we can fit benches in that budget, we'd put benches in.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my conversations with township supervisor, they're aware, you know, the township hall property and the recreation component, as I'm calling it, totally separate.
Yeah.
But one of the benefits of the township hall being built is that looks good in our grant application for the recreational component. And And I know the board is aware of that.
Okay.
So, you know, the kind of the direction I got from the supervisor was, you know, have the rec committee put something together and, you know, with some estimated numbers, and we'll, you know, we'll see. You know, not any, there's no guarantees, but, you know, that's why we talked about at the committee level, you know, it's not going to be the athletic field, dog park, you know, ADA walking path plan at this point in time. But I think we should try for something, because at this point in time, we can say, oh, by the way, the township's building a new township hall. The old one's been there for over 100 years. It's the first time they've done this. They own this extra property. We're making this campus-like atmosphere with a recreational component. I mean, that's going to play really well when they're reviewing these applications.
Good. So as a committee, do we think we move forward with roughly a $40,000 budget in mind?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, put some pieces to it. What makes up that $40,000?
Right.
Yep.
Right. So that's what we need to do over the next couple months then. Okay. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, again, you know, in the back of your mind have that $40,000 number, but let's talk through it. I mean, whatever you think's a good idea, million size, this many square feet, this tall. And if we then, you know, get some preliminary numbers and we realize, okay, that's not going to fit into the budget, we scale it back. But I think we ought to approach it with, these are the components we'd like to see, conservative, we know, and then we'll bounce it off the budget, you know, a month or two from now. You know, and again, if we can have something firm that I can put into a preliminary plan that we can present in an open house, let's say in October, and then we can finalize that by December, share it with the board, and then we can, if the board signs off on it, we can engage a consultant, you know, February, to put it all into an application format with a final site plan. And these days, you have to get a grant, you have to, it has to look pretty. The days of just a hand-drawn sketch are gone. You know. So we just need to start thinking about, you know, and Annie asked me kind of she apologized for missing the last one. So she said, what did I miss? What's the kind of the directive? So I emailed her the same thing as, you know, start thinking about, I want to see this, I want to see that, and I want to see that. And then, you know, we debated at the recreation committee level, you know, the committee members do that.
I can sure the conservancy get benches costs and probably pavilion costs.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
At least to give us some ideas.
Sure.
And as far as benches, people are always looking to donate a bench.
You thought about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that we could do, right? You know, like keeping the path, this early stages, this path. Maybe it's the Boy Scouts or something. Yeah. Do something like that. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done that'd be nice community stuff as well.
Yeah.
In the township where, you know, before I moved up for this job, they built a big, beautiful pavilion in one of the parks, and they had those paver stones with people that made donations.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's, you know, there's a, people can have their name on something that's going to be there forever. You know, maybe they'll donate $1,000.
Yeah, that's a good thought. And the Boy Scouts are, they do work for different conservancies.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of different groups.
We do try this.
Group of youth.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't have a reason to ask the child. I know there are different groups that do that.
Do they have like a go-to company for like roughing out trails and stuff like that?
We're at.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
No, it's all done in-house.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, you know, kind of the question for the committee is, you know, in terms of what recreational components we want to see over there, how do you want to move forward with this? Do you want everyone to really think hard and come to the August meeting with, this is what I want to see, this is how big I want to see it, these are the reasons why, or you know, I don't know how we want to tackle this thing.
Yeah, divide it. So we, Jay and I walked the property, and I used a little GPS tracker, to kind of track our mileage and where we were going. So I could pursue developing kind of a map and kind of a course through there. I think we got like 0.57 of a mile, but that could easily be longer, you know, kind of meandering through the woods. And the hardwood stand back in there is quite pretty.
Yeah.
And I think has quite a bit of potential to have, you know, benches and places to, you know, hang out.
At Thornswift, who builds the trails there?
That's me. Yeah.
Can Thornswift crew do an estimate of what it costs to build this trail that we're proposing here?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Just an idea. Keep it in-house like the Conservancy.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you won't need any structures. I mean, right. No stairs or no
boardwalks. So it would just be kind of clearing stuff,
yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, they said that, you know, nice big lawnmowers that we can create and work it.
Well, and if, yeah, I mean, who's going to maintain this? Is this going to fall under Thornswift as well to maintain this park?
To be determined. Yeah.
I know. But
yeah, that'll be key to include in the grant.
But what my thought is, you know, if it becomes an extension of Thornswift under just authority oversight, it makes sense that you are directly involved with this whole process since you're our guy.
Yeah.
And you know about all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't have a clue about any of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, you know, in order to maintain the property, we'd need to get some equipment there because what I have down at Thornswift is pretty basic and primitive. I have an old just push lawnmower that I would keep up the lawns with.
Yeah, then build up your muscles.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, do we need that in our budget as well?
I was just going to ask, would this grant cover that kind of?
It would.
Yeah, see, there you go.
And that might include like a shed.
Well, we already have the garage.
Yeah, we have
it. So in great shape.
Yeah. I was going to say, we have a facility to keep it in.
Yeah. So that would just be basically getting lawn equipment and stuff. I have most of the tools to rough out the trail.
Yeah. I think a lot of that, is that Keith and I kind of talked about it. A lot of it is mostly in-house.
Yeah.
Kind of just maintaining it. Especially in its early stages, I don't view a lot of maintenance. Certainly the pavilion would require some maintenance. But it's at least to get us going and see how it, what kind of a burden it is, what we need to then future plan for, see what we should change because it makes better sense. I think those are all things that are easy to talk about now, but we really can't see it until we actually put something in place and get people using it.
Yeah.
So is that, you know,
I think that's
Jared good. Can come back maybe next month with preliminary plan for the walking trail. It sounds like she already has kind of a ballpark cost for the pavilion.
Yeah.
And then maybe John can get some info from the Conservancy on, you know, and that, so that gives us some money to work with so we can start, some cost estimates to work with so we can start firming it up.
Sounds like a good plan.
Not that I'm electing people to do things, but you all said it, so.
Yeah.
Can I ask, is there, like, what the aesthetics kind of range are from, like, as far as the pavilion goes, like, the companies? Is it, like, whole build?
We're not down there. Not down that road yet. No. No, we're just some ideas and just trying to put some rough ideas together. We're not there yet.
What's the aesthetic of the Conservancies? It's basically 4x4 wood structures, right, John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's more of a natural look.
Right. Yeah, you know, like a, I mean, it would be basically a timber frame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, I would think.
I mean, that's where we're going to get our cost estimates from,
yeah.
Kind of what they've been spending. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, do we have to do that? No, but that's going to be the basis for our whole proposal, isn't it? Somewhat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And you got to think, too, longer term. Every community that I work in or, you know, that I lived in, you know, they have an initial pavilion. And then time goes by and they build a better one. And then they get a better one and they hold, you know, they rent it out and do things. So, you know, this would be the starting point for a longer term
You're trying to scare us out of this plan?
No, I'm not. But I'm just, this is...
Now we have a concert hall over there.
There's an idea.
Yeah. Aside from Swift, this is the first... I mean, I know there's the Township 80, but this will be the first, quote-unquote park in the township. So, you start small, and who knows, where... No, I'm not saying a concert venue or...
It sounded me like we were going there.
Why not?
But again, you mentioned the options as we grow. I'm anticipating growth.
Yeah.
Is like the brick thing and other donations that come in that help us do more with it, keeping the general aesthetic as it's a simple, peaceful, nature type walk versus anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at the open house, one of the questions I can do, and I'll do boards, and it could be for discussion by the committee. Would you be open to donating to a pavilion or a bench or something? Just see what people's responses are. Mm-hmm. Nobody commits. It's anonymous and all that stuff. But, I found that if people are really opposed to something, they'll say no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is everyone's thoughts about an open house in October? Is that too late?
Potentially, if we're trying to drive interest.
Yeah.
There's sort of a resurgence of people coming up in October for the color tour, but I think September will be safer.
And that's doable, but, we have to, kind of really finalize things at next month's meeting.
Yeah. So I'll plan on having a map built out, and I'll walk it, another time and kind of iron out a plan, and we'll try to keep it right around a mile. So we'll actually have a satellite map for people to look at of what the layout will be.
The pavilion
location, that you want that kind of closer to the township hall, right?
The location?
The pavilion?
No, between the two barns. There's that raised area.
That's where you're thinking the pavilion will go?
That's the perfect place for it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, I'll include that in the map. And, kind of think about what I would need to, rough out a trail and all that good stuff.
Yeah. The good thing about the open house, too, you're presenting ideas to folks and getting their feedback on it. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to have everything finalized, set in stone. It's we're considering doing this. What are your thoughts? Would you be open to maybe donating to this project and things like that? We'll finalize the questions that we can ask people.
Thank you. I'll work with you on the wording and things like that to go along with the plans.
Okay, cool.
And while we're on this, because I was going to talk about it later, but I might as well talk about it right now. So the Township Zoning Board of Appeals has received an appeal. They have to have a meeting on it before August 24th. And of course, the only day that worked for all five of them is the 19th of August, which would be our normal rec committee meeting date. So this room is going to be used on that day, and we had to do it because we just couldn't do it any other way. So I'm not proposing we cancel the August meeting, but I wanted to see what everyone's thoughts were about by maybe moving that, and I checked with Amy and made sure these dates were available. So I was thinking either the 17th, which is a Monday of August, the 18th, which is the Tuesday, or the 20th, which is the Thursday.
It's immaterial to me.
Okay.
Yes, both those dates would be... Okay, I don't have any conflicts.
17, all three of those work for me.
Okay.
Twentieth, did you say?
Yeah, 20th is one. That's a Thursday.
I have to check on that. I was told I might have to go out to my son's in Denver sometime around then.
Okay.
They're in Boulder, and I don't know the dates exactly.
Okay.
But, thought she said, 2021, 2022, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, do we want to tentatively say the 18th, which is that Tuesday that week, and then, you know, we can change it if we have to?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right. Thank you. That way we'll keep things rolling. Then we can have the ZBA meeting the following night. I was interested in that.
Bless you.
When you first mentioned the ZBA meeting, I thought, somebody appealing our decisions, which we haven't made?
No. It doesn't relate to the right.
I understand.
So I have an update, well, not too much of an update on the playground, but I was speaking with the owners of the Otis about the potential of hosting a fundraising event there. They were really receptive to it. I then, found out that, you know, there's a pending legal case involving West Traverse Township and the Otis, and it was thought that it might be bad optics to run it. So I called Ty and, you know, called it off.
Is that the Birchwood people suing?
Us, the West Traverse Township.
They are suing West Traverse Township in conjunction with the Otis.
Right.
I
don't know if it's...
Ken, is that accurate?
It's they're appealing the decision of the board to approve the Otis's expansion.
Yeah.
So I knew they were suing the Otis. I didn't know they had named West Traverse Township.
It's an appeal, and the township and the Otis are a party to that appeal.
Is that the ZBA?
No, that's something different. So this is pending. This is a lawsuit that's in circuit court.
It's already in the circuit court.
Yeah, because under our zoning ordinance, a decision relating to a special use permit doesn't go to the ZBA. It goes right to circuit court. So they didn't have the option to go to the ZBA. They had to go right to the circuit court.
Fine.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't know.
Kind of bad optics.
Bad.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
But I do think that they are kind of an obvious choice for a fundraiser. They send a lot of their guests down to Thorn Swift, and it seems to me like it could be a really good way to generate, you know, money for the project. So I am going to reach out to Jimmy Spencer and see what the options would be at Pond Hill. I do think the Otis might be a little bit more lucrative of an option, potentially. So that's where I'm at with fundraising in the playground. I do have another plan that I've worked up, and I'm going to get two more per the recommendation of the Harbor Springs Recreation Committee director. She had two companies that she really thought did good jobs. So I'm going to end up with four designs for the playground. So I'll have plenty of things to compare there.
Great.
But, yeah. So that's all I really have.
Did you share your event there with me?
Oh, I think I mentioned it, but you guys can take a look at that. That's a breakdown of the guests under 10 that come to the preserve. So it's a sizable number. Over 20% of our guests that come through the preserve are under 10 years of age. So I think it would be really well utilized.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thank you for your school group.
Yeah.
Is the road closure affected?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Our events, our attendance is down by roughly half.
Yeah.
Yeah, throughout. So, but we've been doing lots of upgrades to the Nature Center, and, we have lots of irons in the fire in that way. I've built out two new educational displays that are interactive. You know, one has buttons with bird sounds so people can actually hear what the bird sounds like. And I have a track display where kids can look at the tracks, you know, touch them, and then reveal who made the track. So,
that's good.
Yeah. So keep them busy.
Go to the far end?
Sure.
Yeah, go to the north.
Yeah.
So, but I'll continue to keep plugging away at that. I'll bring any updates.
Actually, Michigan got more serious about their barricades, I noticed.
Oh, yeah, big time. For a while, they had a dump truck parked there to block off.
I heard people were moving them.
I know, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
I saw them move a few times.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice, to be honest with you, because we don't hear all the noise at our house on Lower Shore Drive.
Well, I've been biking more on M119.
Right. Same. Yeah.
The whole stretch.
Yeah.
Any cars at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can foot traffic go down this end?
Oh, yeah.
You can walk down.
Yeah, you can,
you can get a bicycle by.
Yeah, now that they moved the dump truck. For a while they had it, so you had to get off your bike to get around the dump truck.
Yeah, you can ride through. They've got big concrete barriers now, but you can ride.
I'm talking about there is a space.
Well, does anyone else have anything to report? You can ask for public comments.
This is way down the road, but we've talked about the tunnel of trees and a bike trail, and of course now the point is probably moved, but it might be a good time to. There's some new trail, like the Iron Bell. Have you heard about this?
The what?
The Iron Bell Trail. They're trying to have a contiguous trail from Detroit all the way up through the UP. Yeah. It's the Detroit Greenways Coalition, but
they want to use M119?
That's part of the plan.
Better deal with the Heritage Highway people.
I know it.
They're tough.
That's it.
They are just tough.
Saying it's out there on the horizon. So
well, if it's a trail or just a route.
Yeah.
Driving from East Jordan to Charlotte, where there are bicycle trail, numbered trail signs on the road. And I think they're just designated routes.
Seems
to me it'd be a safety thing to just give them a little shoulder to ride on.
Well, that's the problem, especially like it always amazes me that 31 is a bike route and it's most of that trail is less than as much of an apron on it.
I wouldn't ride that route.
And it's broken up most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
In the future.
Yeah.
There's some other concerns about 119 at the moment.
Yes.
It's
going to be a while before I
do. Yeah. Do we have any public comments? Go ahead, Lisa.
Are you factoring in restroom facilities? These porta-johns? Because the township offices, once they're there, won't be open all the time.
That will have to be part of our discussion.
Yeah. Are you budget?
Possibly.
Yeah. It would be ideal if we could get hookups in the township hall that built water and
something. Yeah.
So, but outdoor,
right.
Indoor facilities, but on the outside of the building.
Other things in motion.
Yeah.
Right. Okay for the bigger property, but not as small.
Yeah.
Good point.
Go ahead, Dawson.
All right. I spoke with the board last night. My family uses the city beach almost every day during the summer, like literally 100 times a year or something like that. And I know that the city does a cost sharing deal with West Traverse and Little Traverse. I don't know. Did you share the email at all? Or
I haven't shared it. Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot of time to.
I emailed Ken and Jay. Did you get it, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it just has a breakdown of each township kind of allocates certain percentages to each park component in the city. Some of them are not insignificant. So it ranges like 13% to 21% for certain parts of the city. So I'm coming to West Traverse to maybe engage with the city, given that we contribute a significant amount to their parks program. But there's just been some real failures down there. Part of it is they just, they have a new city manager, they lost their head of Department of Public Works, and they lost their full-time parks director. And they're a little bit short-staffed in other areas, but so far they're kind of choosing to do an experiment where they, instead of rehiring those full-time positions, they're just spreading those duties internally. And I, from my perspective, it's just hugely noticeable this year. We were down at the beach. We used the skate park and pickleball courts. The bathrooms up at the skate park have been noticeably more less clean this year. The bathrooms have been getting locked up too soon. It's supposed to be sunset. We were up at the skate park one night. It was 7 o'clock. Just this Saturday evening, we were down at Ford Park launching kayaks. There was still tons of trailers in the parking lot. Those bathrooms were locked at 8, and my buddy almost got killed. He shouldn't have done it. He's a downstater, but he used that porta potty across the street. It opens right onto the street. Almost got killed. But my real issues are at the beach. The city allocated a little bit of money to kind of put a band-aid on the building down there. They redid the roof and were supposed to fix several plumbing issues over the spring. And it was just kind of a nightmare. I mean, I was cautiously optimistic, but they still smell like a truck stop. You'll see photos of some of this stuff. They bolted, we've got a new urinal, but it's bolted to like a raw sheet of plywood, which doesn't meet code. The drinking fountains, which were off almost all last year, worked for like a few days. Those haven't been on. That's also a code violation. They're supposed to have functioning drinking fountains. And then,
Dawson, I might suggest we're getting close to the 3 minutes. And yesterday, let me suggest your yesterday bringing it to the board was the right thing to do. And we agreed.
Okay.
And we agreed.
I don't think you gave me 3 minutes.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was watching actually.
Okay. I
guess the point that I'm making is the board is the right place to have this discussion. So the Parks and Rec team here is not going to be able to do anything about that, as far as I can see.
Okay,
I'm glad you're sharing the information.
I wanted to try and spread the word.
And I'm glad you're doing that, and
are you
giving me the
chair
time. I am a part of the committee, and so I have to say.
Okay. I guess I will.
No, I'm glad you spoke to me.
No problem with that.
I wanted to tell the part about my son getting electrically shocked by the plumbing dock. But I guess
have you taken this to the city?
I began to. I went to the Parks and Rec meeting last night as well, and then I'm going to go to the city council next week.
When your son got shocked, did you call Kyle?
I've talked to the city manager. I've talked to the head of the Parks and Rec. I called the building department and found out that this is another few things, like none of the permits were approved. And I talked to the inspector that went out there July 8th after these issues, and he couldn't believe the building ever got opened. There was never any approvals. They had pulled permits in the spring. I'm just trying to spread the word. I think there's some recommendations one interesting thing is I spoke with the head of the Parks and Rec at the city. He's interested in having representatives from West Traverse Parks and Rec and Little Traverse Parks and Rec be included on their board. He's just, that's an advisory board as well, but there might be some interesting discussions to be had between the township and the city, whether it's being included on the board,
That's what we agreed to last night.
I mean, I think the city's opening themselves up for trouble by not managing these things better. So it's really their problem.
Yes.
And by going to the official people who regulate or oversee that stuff, they ought to be taking note.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I just thought you'd be interested just because of the cost sharing and that.
I think we are.
Just like the airport commission that we used to be on, there was
gross mismanagement of that, and we were contributing to it. And so Dawson, I think, is right in bringing it to both the board and the rec committee, mm-hmm. seeing as how they're looking for our rec committee to work with them, to have some oversight about where are they spending our money and what are they spending mm-hmm. it on, and are they doing it right.
But that's, our function is not to oversee that.
Right. No.
But
it's similar to the airport thing.
But it's really the board.
Do we want to continue to support that?
The board are the ones that need to go to the city and say, right. hey,
right.
what are you doing with our money?
Exactly.
All right. I mean, our function is to try to get the board to spend money on rec.
For West Travis Township. Correct.
You know. I was confused. I thought you said last night that this was that you were going to talk to the Parks and Rec Committee about
no.
it.
Okay. Oh, I
don't mind. It's important to share this information. It's important to share the information.
About the sharing of Parks and Rec Committee.
But we don't have a responsibility on this committee, but on the board with you, and we made the commitment to move forward.
Correct. Yeah. There was a suggestion that Parks and Rec people from West Travers participate, and that's why Goss is here. So don't shoot him down, Jay.
I did shut nobody down. Dawson's got all this. Dawson's got his information out.
If the board directs us to put a representative there.
Yeah.
So it's really the board's decision.
Right.
Hey, nice to not be blindsided. You got the information firsthand.
I appreciate it. That's the procedure we got to go through.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, if anyone else has anything to add? Nope. All right. Call to close the Recreation Committee meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. Lisa, your project.